In this demo, we'll have an introduction and high-level overview of the automated testing DevOps principle in Parts Unlimited MRP. To do so, we will go into our build. All definition. We will enter the CI build. As you can see, the integration service, there's no publishing of test results to team services. That's because there's no test in that project. If we take a look at the order service, you can see that we have tests in there, and also we want to publish the result of those tests to team services once the build is complete. For example, unit testing can be run during the build in order to ensure that code quality and standards are respected early in the process. In the scope of Parts Unlimited MRP, GUnit unit tests are executed on the order service Gradle wrapper and published to the VSTS for results. We will go into the detail of one of the test result to see what we see when we execute a build. So let's go to Explorer. My completed build, if I go there, open. So you can see that there's test results on the right, and you can see 53 have passed, 0 failed, etc. If you want even more details, you can go into the test tabs, which will show you granularly each test and the duration for those tests. This is for unit tests, and it makes sense in a CI that you only execute small tests that doesn't take too much time. If you want to execute more elaborated tests like UI testing, load testing, integration test, etc., UI test, you'll want to use your continuous deployment build to do so. For this demo, we have set up build tasks that will configure a load test and also run load tests. So let's take a look at what it looks like. Since load tests are usually long processes that are executed on a provision environment, it makes total sense to incorporate them in the release management phase of the DevOps cycle. We can imagine that a scenario where load tests are executed on the latest provision dev environment, all that to make sure that the performance is adequate and also before an approval for the release to the production environment. So here, a partial task, create a gmeter test file. We have a template in the source control for that file, which contains token that will be replaced by this script so that the host name, the DNS name for the website we want to test for MRP is produced when this step execute. So it will take that template file, replace the tokens in it, save it as a file that we can get the step after to then execute the load tests and to publish the result to Visual Studio Team Services. So when we want to run load tests, in this example for MRP, it's GMeter, we can adjust the number of agents required to execute the test depending on the load and also the total duration of the test that we want. Note that the request, wait time, and number of concurrent users are actually defined in the GMX file, which is the GMeter file. Okay, let's go see an example of test results. If I go to my, this has already been run because the duration is only 1 minute, but the time to have access to actual resources to perform the test, it can take a couple of minutes. So we skip that for this demo. The test has already been run, and if we go to the test tab and load test, we will see that the latest test I did is available there. You can see that there was no error. The test was performed with 250 virtual user. I go to my chart, I can see that over the minute period, we have graphics, we have data that indicate this one is pretty flat, but for more complex scenarios of load tests, you would have spikes in there in your chart and everything. So this is where you can see the details for those load tests that you run.